speedbuilders.com.
State your full name for the record, please.
Stanley W. Johnson.
Where do you reside, Mr. Johnson?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
What is your wife's name?
Her name is Marilyn Johnson.
What was her maiden name?
Her maiden name was Robinson.
How long have you been married?
Last September 22nd was our first year anniversary.
Have you ever been married before?
No, this is my only marriage.
Do you have any children?
No, not yet.
How long have you resided in Nashville, Tennessee?
I've lived in Nashville my entire life. However, I've only been at my present address for about the last year.
Where did you live before that, Stanley?
I had previously lived with my parents.
Prior to getting married and finding an apartment to live in with your wife, had you always lived with your mother and father?
Yes, because I was still attending school.
At the time of this accident we're talking about today, were you living in the apartment with your wife, or were you still living with your parents?
At that time, we had just been married for approximately 2 months.
Did the two of you move in with your parents for a while after the accident?
Yes, we did temporarily.
Why did you move in with them?
Because I wasn't making any money. I wasn't able to work.
Was your wife working at the time this incident occurred?
Yes, she worked at a convenience store over by the interstate.
Was that a permanent or a part-time position?
She was a cashier for them, but not on a regular basis.
At the time of this accident, were you going to college?
No, I was out working.
Had you graduated from high school the previous summer?
Yes, I graduated from high school in June of that year.
What kind of employment did you have at the time of the accident occurring?
I was working on a construction site. I was just a day laborer on a construction site.
Once you received treatment, did you go back to your construction job after this accident?
No, ma'am. I could not return to work because I couldn't do any heavy lifting.
Were you able to find other employment after the accident?
Not really. Well, I did some work for my father in Nashville.
What does your father do?
He's a beer distributor.
Were you driving trucks for him?
No, I couldn't do that kind of work. I mainly just worked in the office, doing some paperwork for him.
Have you ever been convicted of any criminal offense?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, I have not.
Have you ever received a traffic ticket other than the one you received in this case?
Yes, I've had a few speeding tickets.
Have you ever had any other accidents?
No, ma'am. This is the only accident I've ever been involved in.
Do you remember what day of the week this accident happened?
No, I sure don't.
Do you remember whether it was on a weekday or a weekend?
It was in the afternoon, and I remember running errands for my wife, so it was definitely on a weekend.
Did you have anything to drink that afternoon?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Had you had anything to drink in the previous 24 hours?
Yes, ma'am. I probably had a couple of beers the previous evening.
Could it possibly have been more than just a couple of beers the previous night?
No, it couldn't.
What were the weather conditions that day? Was it raining or anything like that?
No, ma'am. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful day.
Do you remember what the speed limit is in the area you were traveling that afternoon?
I believe it's about 45.
What was the condition of the road surface that you were traveling on that afternoon?
It was a really smooth surface, which I believe was newly paved, with a slight incline that I was driving up before I started making my turn.
How far from where you were beginning to make your turn did the hill crest?
The next intersection up has a restaurant, and there's a traffic signal up there. I would estimate that's approximately 150 yards from where I was turning.
So if you had continued going straight through the intersection where you were and proceeded through the traffic signal by the restaurant, you would have crested the hill and started going back down on the other side of it?
Yes, because the terrain in this entire area is sort of rolling hills.
Describe for me in detail what you remember happening at the time of the accident.
There really isn't much to remember. I pulled over into the left-hand lane. I had my blinker on. I looked up the hill to the intersection by the restaurant, and there was no traffic approaching. The next thing I remember, one of the paramedics was waking me up.
When you looked up at the hill towards the restaurant, do you remember whether or not the traffic signal was green for traffic approaching you?
Yes, the signal was green, but there wasn't any traffic coming down the hill.
Did you come to a complete stop before making your left turn?
I don't remember if I was completely stopped or not, actually.
Do you remember if you had to wait for any vehicles to clear the intersection before you began making your turn?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I believe that I slowed down to let a couple of vehicles go by, but I can't remember whether or not I came to a complete stop.
Did you see the other driver's automobile at all prior to the accident occurring?
No, I didn't ever see anything coming down that hill.
Do you know where the other vehicle came from?
No, I really don't.
Do you believe that he was speeding at the time he hit your vehicle?
If he was coming down that hill, he had to have been speeding.
Was there very much traffic that afternoon?
It wasn't really too heavy. It was pretty light that afternoon.
Was the sun at an angle that it would have impaired your ability to see any oncoming traffic?
No, the sun was not a factor at all that day.
Was there a traffic signal at the intersection where you were turning left?
No, ma'am. The only traffic signal in that area was at the next intersection.
Were you wearing your seatbelt at the time of this collision?
No, I wasn't.